Holiday tour. Places in Britain.
We started out in London, of course, because London is near Heathrow Airport and it's the capital city and a must for any visitor. After a few days in London, we went to Brighton on the south coast. That was really nice. The nightlife there was great and we loved being by the sea. We stayed there 3 days and then went on to Stratford-upon-Avon. Emilia has to study English literature at school and she wanted to see the birthplace of the famous William Shakespeare. I wasn't very interested, but it was okay, and we only stayed one night. From Stratford, we took a coach to Bath in the west of England. That was very beautiful too, but very crowded, and it was difficult to find accommodation. Next on our program was Snowdonia in North Wales, which is a beautiful national park and a great area if you like walking, climbing, canoeing or pony trekking. We were lazy and took the Llanberis Mountain Railway up Mount Snowdon. We left Wales after 2 days and went back to London. There we went on the London Eye and had a fantastic view of the city in the early evening. In London, we decided to visit the north of England and afterwards go on to Scotland. But let Emilia tell you the rest of the story.
Thanks, Thomas. Okay. Well, we arrived in York by train from King's Cross. Thomas is mad about trains, so he wanted to see the National Railway Museum. It was okay, but after 2 hours I'd seen enough old steam locomotives to last me a lifetime. We also went to the Jorvik Viking Centre, which we both really enjoyed. It's a museum, I suppose, but it's like a journey back in time. You experience the sights, sounds and smells of an 8th century village. From York, we crossed the border into Scotland. Our first destination was the capital, Edinburgh. There's a castle high up on the rocks with a spectacular view of the city. We walked across Princes Street and the Royal Mile and I bought a tartan kilt in one of the shops. Thomas wanted to go to Loch Ness after that because it's very famous, but I thought it would be full of tourists. I thought it would be more interesting to visit one of the islands and I persuaded Thomas to come to the Isle of Skye on the west coast. There's a romantic story about the Scottish prince, Bonnie Prince Charlie, who escaped to Skye after his army was beaten by the English in 1746. He crossed to the island in a small boat disguised as a woman. You know the song, My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. Well, that's about him. Anyway, after that, we left Scotland. I wanted to go to the Lake District in the northwest of England, which is a really beautiful area of lakes and mountains and small villages. The famous English poets Wordsworth and Coleridge lived there. Thomas wasn't keen. He wanted to go to Nottingham in the North Midlands because he wanted to see Sherwood Forest, where Robin Hood lived, or so says the legend. We couldn't agree, and in the end, we didn't go to either. We went straight back to London. We had a couple more days left, so one day we went on a coach trip to Oxford, saw some of the old university colleges, and did a bit of shopping. The next day, Thomas persuaded me to go to Duxford, near Cambridge. He was keen to see the Aviation Museum, which has loads of old aeroplanes, especially British and American fighter aircraft, and you can see some of them fly. I would have preferred to go sightseeing in London again, because there's so much to see there. In fact, we could have spent the whole holiday there. I'm glad we didn't, though. We got a much wider picture of what Britain is like. We went to one island but saw three different countries.